Tefillah for Life, Shir 254, Erev Shabbos, Kodesh, Parshas Korach. After we finish the short summary of the Aveda, we say a special tefillah, which is called the tefillah of Rav Nechunya ben Hakana. And we actually say this tefillah also before Lachadeidi tonight, we'll say it. But this tefillah is a very powerful tefillah. And one of the reasons why this tefillah is so powerful is because the Rashi Tevis of this tefillah, the first letter of every word of the tefillah, is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you add together, each line has six words, and there are seven psukim, seven lines that make up this tefillah. So there's a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu which consists of 42 letters, and that name is hinted in this tefillah. Starting with Aleph, then a Beis, then a Gimel, then a Yud. If you go through the tefillah, the first letter of every single word represents the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the shame, it's called the shame Mem Beis. The shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has 42 letters in it. Now we don't really understand the differences between this name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that name. But one thing we do understand, that obviously if this tefillah hints in it, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously the tefillah is very powerful. And that's why we say it after we finish the Aveda, after we finish the summary of the Aveda, then we end off with this tefillah. And let's try to translate this tefillah so we can understand what we are saying. Ana b'koyach gedulas yemincha. We beg from HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the strength of your right hand. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu of course doesn't have a right hand, but it's a mashal that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the strength of his right hand, Tatir Tzerura. He should untie the one that is tied up. And the Mefarshim explain that it's referring to the Averis that Klal Yisrael do, unfortunately, which stop our tefillos from coming in front of the Kisei HaKavod. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tatir Tzeruro, open up those bundles, open up what's blocking our tefillos from coming through, and allow the tefillos to come through. So the first step of the tefillah is, we beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu to answer our tefillos. Then we continue, Kabel Rinas Amcha, accept the prayer is the tefillas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rina is a lashon of tefillah. Sagiveinu, strengthen us. Tahareinu, purify us. Neira, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, who's called Neira, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is awesome. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is terrifying, so to speak. He's very powerful. So again, the next part of the tefillah is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accept our tefillas and to strengthen us and to purify us. Na Gibar, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is a Gibar, who is very strong. Darshe Yechudcha, the people that seek out your oneness. Klal Yisrael, which say Kriyashma, which demonstrates the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those people, Kivavas Shamreim, guard them like the pupil of your eye. Vavas is the pupil of a person's eye, and that's something that's constantly guarded. We blink, we protect it, we clean it. So we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should protect us because we are miyached the Shem Hashem. Because we state and we search out the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name.